This is Louisiana's Lab. I'm Wallace Watkins. We're 2 months into hurricane season, and so far, it's been a pretty quiet one. That's due in part to 2015 being an El Nino year. To understand why, look just off the west coast of South America, at the southern Pacific Ocean, right around the equator.
When that region becomes warmer than normal, we call it El Nino. The anticipation is as we get deeper into the summer and eventually into the fall, it's going to get a little stronger.
Barry Keim, Louisiana state climatologist, says specifically El Nino is higher than normal sea surface temperatures in the Pacific. Sea surface temperatures in the Atlantic have the most effect in Louisiana's hurricane season. El Nino happens every few years, and when it does, it brings with it teleconnections, unusual weather events that appear all over the world, even here in Louisiana.
And you know, one of those teleconnections that's relevant to us now is that it creates lots of wind shear over the Atlantic Ocean.
Wind shear is the upper-level wind speed and direction, and like the jet stream, moves generally west to east. It acts like a giant fan blowing off the top of a hurricane, keeping it weaker by not allowing it to vent in the upper levels.
It tends to mitigate the formation of storms, and the ones that do ultimately form tend to be weaker if it's encountering some wind shear.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean we're in the clear. El Nino occurred back in 1992, a year often remembered here in Louisiana for Hurricane Andrew, one of only three Category 5 storms to ever make landfall in the U.S.
Doesn't mean you won't get hit, but that your chances of being hit are going to be somewhat lower than an average season.
For Louisiana's Lab, I'm Wallace Watkins.